And with me this morning is Mark Sanbo, who I believe is now the new chair of the Economic Development.
Good morning, Jay. Yes, I am.
So we'll put you in the chair seat and talk about
it. I suppose I'm the reelected chair.
Yes. Okay. Reelected chair. Good. All right. Yeah. Well, we just want to make sure because you did have new officers and swearing in of everybody. So run down the officers.
Okay. The chairman is myself. Vice chair is Hal Greenwood. Secretary is Scott, is Don Davison, and treasurer is Scott Harrison.
Okay, that makes some sense.
Two county members and two city members.
Good. So, some committees?
Yeah, we have a personnel committee, which, well, actually what I should probably do is say we swore in two new EDA members last night, Abby Tofty from the West End. Mm-hmm. I believe that's where she is. And Heidi Dukirk, she's the newly elected commissioner. She is replacing Bruce Martinson.
Okay.
There were three positions up this year. I re-upped for another term. Mike Litvin resigned or didn't re-up, and so they replaced him with Abby Tofty, and Heidi Dukirk is on in replacement of Bruce Martinson from the county commissioners.
Okay. So what's the committee?
Committees, we have a personnel committee, Heidi Dukirk, myself, and Bob Spry. Housing committee is Abby Tofty, Nancy Grabko, and Tim Kennedy. The scholarship committee is Don Davison along with the higher ed people that are all on the higher ed. A finance committee is Heidi Dukirk, Don Davison, and Scott Harrison. A commercial rehab review, Hal Greenwood, Jan Sievertson, and Vicki Wentz. And then a website development committee is Don Davison, Jim Boyd, Nancy Grabko, and Abby Tofty.
Oh, yeah, some good news on that.
Yes. Our website is going along very well. It looks nice.
Good. Okay. Superior National Golf Course, you signed a contract.
Yeah, we signed a contract with the architect for development of the golf course, Jeff Brower. He's on board now. And
what is that going to involve? I mean, the development. What I mean,
boy, it's construction of the golf course
itself
from start to finish.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of a unique thing because the contract states he's got to perform within a certain guideline of the amount of money that we have, mm-hmm. and he has to be there till he finishes. So, we got him.
Nice contract, Mark.
Yeah, it's a good one. If you can get those kind of contracts, you like it all the time.
Okay. Well, you're going to buy a little land.
We're going to buy a little bit of land. I believe it's for hole number four. It's about 4 acres. They're lengthening the one hole, and it's going to go up into the ski area. So there was a kind of a combination of buying a little bit of land to help with that improvement. And the green sizes will be a little bit bigger. They'll be a little bit better. Traps will be a little bit better. Everything, you know, they want to make sure that the golf course, right now, I think in the golf course, when it rains a lot, mm-hmm. there's swales in the golf course that catch a lot of water, and they want to make sure that Jeff particularly wants to make sure that when you design a golf course, that the golf course is playable all the time, whether it's raining or not. Mm-hmm. So that's been kind of a bugaboo.
You don't want the water trap where it's not supposed to be, right?
No.
Speaking of water, irrigation system, I believe you got some money from IRRRB a little bit.
Right. The match was there. The county, back in, I think it was January, at one of their first meetings in January, approved the 1%, $3.1 million, which means we could leverage money from the mm-hmm. IRRRB, and the IRRRB is willing to come in with $600,000 to help out. And then we're going to refinance our revenue bonds that we have, which will bring in another 2.7. So we're right at the point where we have enough money to do the golf course the way it should be done.
Yeah, you don't want brown golf courses.
No, we don't want brown.
I talked with Commissioner Tony Sertich about that grant because I found that pretty interesting. They seem to be pretty excited about being able to fund that kind of help fund that kind of development.
Yeah,
so that was good. And Cedar Grove Business Park, there's some news there.
Yeah, we sold a lot. Luke Gullstrand and his partner.
We won't all judge.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, they offered to buy a lot. on the upper part of the, they do a wood refinishing business. Mm-hmm. And so next, our next EDA meeting, we'll have a public meeting. We have to have a public hearing to explain to people why we're selling the lot, what we're selling it for. But it's nice now to have a lot being sold. And we're hoping that more people will see that and see what's happening, because it's better to have those lots sold and on the tax rolls.
Oh yeah,
than sitting there doing nothing for tax.
Well,
wise.
maybe what that is a sign of a economy that's recovering to the point where people are actually starting to invest money in their business.
And let's hope so.
Good news for everybody, but especially for the Joint Economic Development Authority.
Yeah, it'll be great to start. You know, and I think sometimes once something gets started, it kind of snowballs and people say, "Oh, yeah, we could do that too. We can, mm-hmm. you know, get in that business park for the same thing."
Well, good luck with that. We've been speaking with Mark Sambo. He's the chair of the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, and we'll talk with you the next time you meet.
Yeah, I got one more thing,
okay,
Jay. I think that would be important on the website or on the Boreal website. It said that we had reached a contract with Nancy Grabko of CFS. Mm-hmm. Last at our January meeting, and we hadn't reached a contract. She had proposed a contract for $73,000, and we looked at our budget and what the county had approved for us, and so her contract is now at $62,000 rather than $73,000. So,
okay.
Just a little bit of a